State lawmakers, meanwhile, are set to return to the Albany area today following a two-week break for the President's Day holiday. As our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, lawmakers have plenty to work on over the next few weeks leading up to the start of the state's fiscal year, including whether to pass a minimum wage hike as part of the state budget.
The talks on the state spending plan will occur amid growing tensions between Governor Cuomo and Senate Republicans and within the leadership of the state Senate itself. The divide is crystallized in the debate over raising the state's minimum wage. Governor Cuomo initially included an increase from $7.25 an hour to $8.75 an hour as part of his budget proposal.
Fairness leads to my minimum wage proposal this year, making sure people are earning a fair wage for a fair day's work.
The governor has the power to force the legislature to accept his spending plan or face the option of shutting down the government once the budget deadline is passed. So if the governor ties the minimum wage increase to his spending plan, it's harder for Republicans in the Senate, who have expressed reservations in the past, to say no. But then President Obama, in the State of the Union speech, proposed a federal minimum wage increase of $9 an hour. That gave GOP senators an out. A spokesman for Senate Republican leader Dean Skelo said it may be best to wait and see what the federal government does before the state acts. Governor Cuomo began to waver, saying he agrees one federal minimum wage rate would be better, but he says there's no telling when Congress might act. And he admits the discussion has become more complicated. He hinted he might remove the proposal from his budget after all.
I am committed to getting it done this session. Well, will it necessarily be done in the budget? Plan is to get it done in the budget, but the plan is to get it done. The budget is more a deadline in this room, April 1. Whether it's April or June, the plan is to get it done.
The legislative session is scheduled to end in June. Michael Kink with the coalition Strong Economy for All says Cuomo shouldn't wait. He says it's been almost a decade since the last increase.
We need a strong minimum wage in New York. We need it as soon as possible. I don't think there's any reason not to do it in the budget, but we certainly need action.
Numerically, there are enough votes in the state Senate to approve the minimum wage increase. 33 Democrats would vote yes. But Democrats are not fully in charge of the Senate. It's currently led by the Senate Republicans and five members of the breakaway Independent Democratic Conference. Decisions are made jointly between the two factions on which legislation comes to the floor for a vote. That disagreement could be a source of tension between the GOP and the leader of the Independent Democrats, Senator Jeff Klein. Klein has made approving a minimum wage hike a major priority. He spoke enthusiastically right after Cuomo's budget plan was introduced.
Increasing the minimum wage creates jobs, close to 5,000 new jobs, and creates over $600 million in new spending, which, by the way, is going to go right back into the pockets of small businesses.
Senator Klein met privately with labor leaders at his Bronx office on Monday to strategize about how best to proceed. Minimum wage increase advocate Kink says 80% of New Yorkers and the majority of both Democrats and Republicans in the state want the increase. He says it should be voted on in the Senate.
This alliance in the Senate between the Independent Democrats and the Republicans is something of a choke point. And I think that the idea that the Republicans can stop anything progressive from coming to the floor, particularly when there's the votes to pass it, seems crazy. I don't think voters are going to put up with that for very long.
Whether the minimum wage increase is eventually included in the final spending plan or not, it's in everyone's interest, Senate, Assembly, and Governor, to finish the budget on time or even early. They'd like to continue to get credit for a functioning government. The GOP and the Independent Democrats also want to demonstrate that the Senate leadership coalition is indeed working. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.